All right, welcome back to the show. Joining me now is the man who was chairman of the Republican Party at the time when the IRS decided to get all interested in people on the right. He is now co-founder of Purple Nation Strategies. You can find it at Purple Nation. Or Purple Nation Solutions, sorry. His name is Michael Steele. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Hey, good to be back with you, man.
Glad to have you. Now, Mr. Chairman, you were chairman of the Republican Party at this time. Was there any indication back in March and April of 2010 when this all started that all of a sudden you were getting complaints from, say, Republicans and members and people you met around the country about, hey, the IRS is asking us some really weird things?
You know, actually, there were, I don't know if you would call them complaints, but there were a couple of inquiries that were made by some of the activists on the ground who were suspicious of, you know, just inquiries made by the IRS. It was nothing out of the norm. As you recall, at that time, Tea Party was really beginning to emerge. A number of Tea Party groups, quite a number, were forming around the country. Some still in existence, others since defunct, but nonetheless, they were being formed really from 2009 to 2010. There wasn't a cavalcade of concern that was rising from the grassroots, but there were some who were curious that, you know, the IRS was asking some particular questions that they thought were a little bit strange, but no one paid attention to it for the most part, because these entities were new. They weren't around for a long time. They hadn't had a long, you know, history. And so there was some activists out there who had raised the concern, but not in the context that we see now.
And in the context that we see now, how disturbing is this to you? Because you're in this world. You know people in this world, knowing, especially in politics, knowing that even if it didn't come from the White House and we don't know where it came from, that this could go on in America today. How disturbing is that?
Yeah, no, this is very disturbing, and it is very problematic for the administration, particularly given that the president, has said very little on it. Carney, the White House spokesman on Friday, gave one of the most embarrassing press briefings I think I've ever seen coming from a White House that was just so obvious that he just was not being forthright with the press corps, who were, I think, rightly indignant by that performance. And so now this thing has blown up to a point where it's become a real issue. Again, the administration, instead of getting in front of it, taking charge, demanding to know what happened, speaking to the outrage that a lot of Americans on the right and the left feel about a government agency picking and choosing winners and losers, picking and choosing who it will investigate and who it will not investigate. And to have the administration to be as silent as it has been. Now, the president is supposedly doing a press briefing today. I guess he will address that to some degree, but that's because this has become a noise.
He has to address it.
So, yeah, okay, let's put the president out and say something. Yeah,
this isn't just a government agency. This is arguably the most powerful government agency, at least domestically. And for this to have gone on for so long and not to come out until now says a lot about the most transparent administration in American history, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on transparency, which has been such a lie over the last 5 years. Whether you're talking about Benghazi, whether you're talking about this, and a host of other issues that the American people have seen with their clear eyes, that the administration seems to think that we don't see. It's embarrassing. It's unnecessary, really, but it is very dangerous. More importantly, to have one of the most powerful, as you said, the most powerful domestic government agency acting and behaving in this way is very disturbing. It's very problematic, and I think it's something that really, for a lot of conservatives, confirms for them, not just affirms, but confirms for them, this idea that this administration wants to use the tools of government against the people, as opposed to their fanciful rhetoric about, you know, protecting the interests of the American people.
We're talking with Michael Steele, former chairman of the Republican National Committee. Now, Mr. Chairman, when you'd know about this scandal happening right now, but I want to remind everybody and get your thoughts about this if it gives everything a different light in retrospect. In 2008, when Joe the Plumber just happened to ask the president a question because he was walking down his street, all of a sudden, within a few days, his confidential private tax records were released. And if you look at, I think his name was Frederick Vandersloot, who's a big donor to Mitt Romney in 2012, he has been audited both personally and his businesses. Does it seem to you, now knowing what we know, that there's a lot more to this that possible more danger?
I think absolutely there is. I think people will see and the press will uncover a great deal more of that reflects a pattern of abuse and behavior by, members of the IRS staff, whether it's the senior level or mid-level, that the White House was either blind to or cognizant of but chose to ignore but did very little about. I think that there's going to be a pattern of behavior here that's going to be very disturbing. You just cited two examples. I know that there are many more out there. Again, going back to conversations that were very innocuous in 2009 and 2010 from folks who were forming Tea Party organizations that now may take on a very different hue in light of the revelations of the last few days.
Do you expect the White House to be cooperative in this? I mean, I don't think that they I don't know. I can't say either way whether or not they orchestrated this or anybody in there, but they definitely set the tone. And the president ultimately is responsible for what happens in the executive branch, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, look, the buck stops at his desk. He's the head of government. Last time I checked, the IRS was an agency of the government that he's the head of. Yes, he's not responsible for the day-to-day management of the organization like the director and other members of the IRS staff. But when you have something of this nature that goes to the fundamental core of what our Constitution tells us and affirms for us as one of our true freedoms, the president, I think, has something to answer for here. And I think the American people and conservatives particularly have a lot to be concerned about and a lot to question. And I think it has to come, the answers have to come from this president on behalf of his government. I can assure you that if a president, George W. Bush or President John McCain, were the head of government and the IRS was found out to having identified and targeted liberal progressive groups from Planned Parenthood to others around the country during the political cycle, that the Democrats, who have been woefully and pitifully silent on this, would be screaming so loud that, you know, you'd have to put earmuffs on. They'd be so upset. So the reality of it is, this is no different, and this administration and the Democrats need to account for the behavior of a bureaucracy, an agency that they run.
Are you surprised by the lack of outrage coming from Democrats on Capitol Hill?
No, not really, because, you know, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander in their view. You know, they're in the business of charting the sins of Republicans while ignoring their own. So I fully expect them not to be as vociferous unless they are ultimately forced to be by the public and by the press. And you saw that in Benghazi. You see it in the response to this. Just two recent examples of the Democrats taking a less than enthusiastic, full-throated response to an egregious situation and behavior by members of the administration. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. And this is how this administration has typically responded to these things. I don't know why they're so tone-deaf in this regard, but they are. And as this thing gets more legs, and it will, I think that, this could be very problematic for Democrats going through the summer and into the fall.
Chairman Michael Steele, one last question for you. Have you been audited in the last 5 years?
What was that?
Have you been audited in the last 5 years?
I have not. But, you know, I always act as if I will be.
Just in case they're listening, he's clean.
I always tell my accountant, I said, look, dude, just act like you're doing this for the, you know, for all eyes, and just make sure it's right, you know, because, yeah, you know, when you live in the bubble that we live in, when you are part of the vocal opposition, you can expect at any time that shoe to drop. So, again, this behavior doesn't surprise me. These revelations do not take me, by surprise, simply because I know that there were groups out there and individuals representing groups who had raised some concerns about the IRS and the way that they were handling their filings at the time. So,
I
think that's something that we'll get greater detail, and those people, you'll probably hear their voices over the next few weeks.
One more last thing: Did you fear that this could have a chilling effect on people wanting to get involved in government and start groups? Is that
no? You know, at the end of the day, I think people who have a sense of public service and an inclination to be a part of the political process will do that. They just have to be, as I've tried to be in my job, and whether it's county chairman, state chairman, or RNC chairman, to be vigilant and be diligent in what I do, knowing that, you're subject to the whims of political activists inside the government. And I'll be Brother Frank. That's on the right and the left. So, you know, people have a tendency to use these levers of power in nefarious ways, and they need to get caught. They should be exposed, and when they are, they should be dealt with appropriately by the administration in charge. We've not seen that so far from this administration, which, you know, does have a chilling effect, but not to the degree that people are going to say, well, I'm just not going to run for office or get involved politically.
Former chairman of the RNC, Michael Steele, now co-founder of Purple Nation Solutions. Sir, I thank you for your time today.
You got it, my friend. Take care now.
Interesting chat. Right now, it is time for a check of traffic.